The Five Stages of Finding Out You're Dating Derek Hale, written by Ridicule, read by Inkblot. Rating, teen and up audiences. Fandom, Teen Wolf. Relationship, Derek Styles. Additional tags: fuck buddies, dating realizations, developing relationship. Reader notes: if you're looking for porn, this isn't it. Summary: Styles gets the wedding invitation to Scott and Allison's wedding, only to realize it's addressed to him and his boyfriend. Only, he doesn't have a boyfriend. Right? Styles fills in all the little blanks and hands it back to Scott. Don't lose it. I want that steak dinner, man. I'm not gonna lose it, Styles. Just give it to me. Scott grabs it and starts reading it, a confused look coming across his face. So, does this mean Derek's not gonna make it to the wedding? He asks, looking back up at Styles. This is his RSVP, Scott explains, holding up the small card Styles has just handed him. You were invited together. It's on the envelope. Yeah, take that, motherfucker! Styles yells as he shot the offending avatar on screen. Scott, man, you're sucking it so bad tonight! Styles laughs, dropping his controller as he gets up from the couch. Do you want another beer? He asks, stretching and making his way to the kitchen. Yeah, sure. Grab the chips, too, Scott says, pulling out his phone. Dropping back on the couch, Styles sighs as he hands Scott his drink. Really, dude? This is our celebratory bro night for me transferring back to Beacon Hills. The missus can't wait? Hey, you know she's not the missus, Scott corrects. Well, not yet, he amends, getting the dopey look on his face that meant he was thinking about writing Mr. and Mrs. Scott McCall in the air via biplane. Yeah, I know. I have known. Best man, remember? As rough as the time their relationship went through in high school, Styles is glad Scott and Allison made it. Scott had finally proposed this past summer after their junior year of college. He had even asked her father's permission, which he only gave after taking Scott on a week-long camping trip. No matter how many times Styles asks about it, Scott clams up and goes pale, until Styles reminds him that he's getting to marry Allison because of it. Now, it was the end of their first semester as seniors. Styles was transferring back to Beacon Hills for his last semester, and was doing his student teaching at Beacon Hills High. The irony is not lost on him, where he was being promised a job immediately after graduation. He got to be close to his dad again, have future job security, and was even going to be there for all the major wedding freakouts sure to come. He was able to talk his Stanford professor into coming to observe him here in Beacon Hills, too, so he figures, all in all, it's a pretty good deal. Oh! Speaking of the wedding, I have something for you. Scott digs in his pocket until he produces a slightly crumpled fancy envelope. Allison said I should just give it to you in person and save the postage stamp, he explains, handing it over. Styles smiles and snatches it out of his hand, because even though he knew all the details of the wedding already, it was still exciting to see the invitation. He rips open the envelope and pulls out the card inside with a flourish. It's the creamy kind of cardstock that was covered in swoopy black designs and a swirly font. Styles snorts. There was no way Scott helped with these at all. He holds the invitation in front of him stiffly and begins to read out loud in a voice he deems appropriate for the occasion. Mr. Scott McCall and Miss Allison Argent, along with their parents, Melissa McCall and Christopher Argent. Christopher? Really? Request the honor of your presence at the joining of their love. Joining of their love? Scott, you really should have proofread this. On May 8th, 2019, at 5 p.m., at the Botanical Gardens of Beacon Hills. We have a botanical garden? With a reception and dinner to follow. Oh, and look here, a little fancy RSVP card to fill out. Well, this is easy. I'll just do it now and give it to you. Styles fills in all the little blanks and hands it back to Scott. Don't lose it. I want that steak dinner, man. I'm not going to lose it, Styles. Just give it to me. Scott grabs it and starts reading it, a confused look coming across his face. So, does this mean Derek's not going to make it to the wedding? He asks, looking back up at Styles. Styles freezes, regarding Scott warily. I don't know. Has he sent back his RSVP? Styles wasn't jumping to conclusions. There was no way that Derek wasn't going to attend just because Styles was. They didn't hate each other anymore. Some would even argue that they never hated each other to begin with. They actually got along now. Quite well. If anything, Derek wouldn't be attending because Chris Argent didn't want him to. Not Styles. This is his RSVP, Scott explains, holding up the small card Styles had just handed him. You were invited together. It's on the envelope. We were what? Styles yells incredulously, turning it over to find, sure enough, Mr. Styles Stilinski and Mr. Derek Hale. Why the fuck would you invite us together? Because you're dating, Scott explains, looking at Styles like he was a moron. We are not dating, Styles says firmly. I have no clue where you would even get that idea. Was it supposed to be a secret or something? Scott asks, confused. Because his smell is all over your apartment, man, and, like, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but I can definitely tell you do more than hang out. His voice looks pained for a second before continuing. Especially on the couch. Styles' mouth is hanging open. True, he and Derek had been seeing each other for a few months, starting with a tipsy hookup over the summer following Scott and Allison's engagement when he felt like he'd be alone forever, but they were in no way dating. They got together when Styles was in town during the semester, sure, and the times Derek came to visit him, but dating required feelings. Feelings not ruled by your dick. Scott, just because you're sleeping with someone does not mean you're dating. Now, that may be hard to grasp for someone who's only ever done it with their one true love, but Derek and I are just in it for the sex. Scott's nose wrinkles. And what do you mean his smell is all over my apartment? He says, waving his arms around. I've only lived here for 2 weeks! There were a few tense moments where they stare at one another before Scott raises his eyebrows pointedly. Oh my God! Styles says loudly, throwing his hands up and slouching back on the couch. You are insane, you hear me? Insane! Derek and I are not, never have been, and never will be, dating. He spits it out like it's a dirty word. Styles springs back up to face Scott again. Just because I have an active sex life does not mean you get to jump to conclusions, he lectures, pointing his finger accusingly. If you're so sure I'm dating the guy who made both our lives miserable back in high school, why didn't you say anything earlier, huh? I thought I was being supportive. I know you hated it when I kept complaining about Sarah, even though I ended up being right about her. Styles scowls. And then when you dated Dave, I kept saying how awesome he was, and you ended up hating him, so I just figured it'd be better if I just stayed quiet. Besides, Derek's gotten so much better than we were in high school. He really stepped up after we all went to college. You must have noticed he changed too, or else you wouldn't waste your time on him. So you're an advocate for this now? Do you want Derek and I to settle down and grow old together? Raise a couple of cats? Because I have to say, that is bullshit! He yells, throwing his head back. I can't believe you do! Do you really think that me dating Derek is a good idea? Because it's not! It is so not! Styles pauses for a few seconds, staring at the ceiling. And you should trust me when I say I'm not dating him, Styles yells, rounding on him. Do you think I'm not smart enough to tell for myself the difference between dating and fuck buddies? Do you think I wouldn't tell you if I were in a relationship? Because I can, and I'm not. Derek and I fuck, that's what we do. There are no pesky feelings involved, and no boundaries or rules that you have to call every night, or that you can't fuck anyone else. Have you fucked anyone else? Scott asks quietly. Styles pauses, caught off guard. No, but I could if I wanted, he adds petulantly. I could go out right now and fuck the next person I see, no problem. Hell, I could fuck you. Please don't fuck me, Scott pleads quietly, curling in on himself in horror. I won't, jerk face, don't worry. My point is that if I wanted to, I could fuck someone other than Derek. Do you want to fuck someone other than Derek? Scott asks tentatively. Styles stops, frowning. I mean, not this very second. Sex with Derek is good. Really good. So I don't think anyone would really compare. He pauses before continuing quickly. After this thing with Derek is over, my sexual calendar will be wide open. So when do you want this thing with Derek to end? Scott asks, blinking slowly. Geez, I don't know, Scott, Styles whines. When it's run its course? What's with all the questions? Why do you care? Because the beer we're drinking is Red Oak. Scott says, holding his bottle up. You hate Red Oak. Oh, God. And now Scott's giving in the constipated puppy face. The face that means he knows Styles is going to be very upset very soon. Because Styles does hate Red Oak. But Derek doesn't. And everyone knows that. Through the years, any time there was a large gathering of their friends, a pack meeting, if you will, Derek always insists if they're going to have beer, it's going to be Red Oak. If he can't even get drunk off it, he sure as hell is going to enjoy how it tastes. It's the argument he always uses, and everyone always gives in because they all generally like Red Oak too, but not Styles. Styles always says that Derek may be the alpha, but he doesn't control what beer he drinks, and brings his own six-pack just to piss him off. But now he's keeping Red Oak in his fridge. Now he's willingly drinking it because somewhere along the line of this thing, he and Derek have agreed to have Red Oak for Derek when he comes over. And one time he didn't have any of his own brand, but Derek was there and the Red Oak was there and they were both too naked and sore to go out and get anything else. So Styles drank the Red Oak, and maybe he liked the Red Oak, and maybe he only admitted this after Derek fucked it out of him 10 minutes later. But the fact still stands that now something about Styles has changed. Because of Derek. And that's not what should happen. Because they were casual. Casual and not dating. "I'm not dating Derek," Styles says, throwing the bottle of Red Oak on the coffee table, a glare. "Derek is not dating me, and I am not dating him, and there is no dating going on because Red Oak," he says, grabbing the bottle and shaking it violently in front of Scott, "does not equal dating," he concludes, making some vague gestures with the bottle, apparently supposed to mean dating. Styles thumps the bottle back down with finality and crosses his arms, looking back at Scott smugly. "Okay," Scott says, "but what about the coffee?" Styles grinds his teeth because he knows exactly what Scott is talking about. At least once a week, he and Derek would go and get coffee. Sort of like a post-fuck slash it's morning slash I like this coffee house sort of thing. But that's all it was. It started in the summer when Styles needed some coffee after their first hookup because of his slight hangover. So Derek took him to the place he liked because it was on the way, and they both sat down and enjoyed the coffee because they weren't barbarians, for Christ's sake. When they started seeing each other on a semi-regular basis, it sort of became tradition to get coffee the morning after one of them stayed over at the other's. They'd talk, and it was nice, but it was completely platonic, no matter who paid for the coffee. "It's just friendly! A friend coffee, that's all! How do you even know about that?" Styles squawks indignantly. Scott gave him an incredulous look, probably because of the term friend coffee. "It's the only good coffee place in Beacon Hills. Besides, I ran into Greenberg the other day. He works there, you know." "Fucking Greenberg," Styles sighs, running his hands through his hair. "I have dinner with Lydia once a month. Like clockwork," Styles reminds him. "How is that different? We're friends. That's a friend dinner if I ever saw one." "Only because you don't sleep with her first," Scott mumbles. "Fine. If it's such a big deal, I'll stop getting coffee with Derek." "And texting him," Scott supplies. "And texting him. And going to the movies with him." "And going to the movies with him," Styles nods, agreeing. "And give him the key back to his place. And give him the key..." "Wait, what?" Styles splutters. "And make him clean out the drawer he has in your dresser," Scott continues like nothing happened. I can't..." "How do you know about the drawer he has in my dresser?" Styles cries. Scott smiles widely. "Just a guess." "Oh my God," Styles says, groaning, throwing his arms over his face and sinking back into the couch. "I can't believe this!" "Styles?" Scott sighs, prodding him with his foot. "How did this happen?" he wails. "I've been sneak dated!" Scott snorts. "Sneak dated?" Styles lifts his arms to glare. "It's a thing. It happened. Personal victim right here," he says, gesturing to himself. "Oh God, I need more beer. Wait, no, tequila. I have tequila. Yes, that." Styles groans, crawling over the back of the couch. Fumbling around the kitchen, Styles finds the tequila, takes a swing, and grimaces. "Yeah," he says, leaning on the counter. "That's the stuff." "Styles, do you really think that drinking will reverse the fact that you're dating Derek?" Scott asks, turned around on the couch to face him. "I can sure as hell try," Styles responds, upending the bottle. Scott sighs, joining him in the kitchen to take the tequila for a drink. "Is it really that bad, though, dating Derek?" he asks, handing back the bottle. "That's the thing, Scott," he answers, sliding down the cabinet to the floor. "It's not." He puts his head on his knees, handing the drink over. "I've liked what we've been doing. A lot. I didn't realize that that's what we were doing." Scott sits, patting him on the leg. "So are you gonna continue dating him?" Styles wraps his arms around his head. "Yeah, I think I am," he says, small and muffled. "Don't sound so excited about it," Scott laughs. "So, should I change that response card to 2 steak dinners? He asks, sticking his hand in Styles' hair. Styles sits up, groaning. "Yeah, I'll take his furry ass to your wedding." Scott smiles so bright that Styles wraps his arms around his shoulder in a hug. "I can't believe I'm dating Derek Hale," he mutters. Scott wraps his arm around him in turn.
Me neither, man.
Remember when he used to scare you? Styles made a defended noise, bringing his free hand to his chest.
I was never scared of Derek. What? Don't look at me like that. And I'll have you know that his scary factor brings quite the element into the bedroom.
Oh, gross. Don't be like that. Scott yells, pulling away. I don't want to know what you two do together while you're fucking, screwing like rabbits, making sweet, sweet love. Styles calls, chasing after him as he runs away. They land on the couch, where Scott ends up trapping Styles in a headlock before he bites his arm in retaliation, and they collapse on the cushions.
Thanks, by the way, for, you know. Styles trails off quietly as their heart rates go back to normal.
No problem, dude. Now it's time for a fucking rematch. I'm going to kick your ass, Scott says, tossing Styles a controller. Styles laughs and starts the game. After Scott leaves, a few hours later, Styles checks his phone. 3 missed messages. 1 from Allison telling him not to keep Scott out all night, and 2 from Derek. The first tells him to have a good time with Scott, and the other, more recent, asking if he wants to come over when they're done. Styles sends a quick text saying he's on his way before jumping into the Jeep to drive to Derek's loft. It's a quick drive over, and Styles lets himself in with his key. He waits a second by the door to see if it's any weirder letting himself in as Derek's boyfriend opposed to fuck buddy, as he previously thought. He's pleased to find that he prefers the boyfriend title, maybe because it feels more solid, more real. He walks farther into the loft to find something else solid pressing against his back, holding onto his waist and mouthing along his neck. He laughs, spinning around in Derek's arms to face him. He reaches out and cups his face along his jaw. Derek's stubble scratches against his palm as Styles stares at him.
Is everything okay? Derek asks, looking amused.
You're my boyfriend, Styles blurts out louder than necessary.
Yes, Derek says, reaching up to put his hands over Styles's.
We're dating, Styles continues at the same volume.
Yes, Derek says again, slower this time, squeezing Styles's hands.
Styles lets out a breath and moves his hands to wind around Derek's neck. Well, I hope you want steak. It's Scott and Allison's wedding, because they invited us together and I had to RSVP on the spot, but I figured Rally Wolf, bloody steak, no-brainer. Also, I may or may not have known that what we were doing would technically fall under the category of dating until a few hours ago, but I am really on board for it now, so let's go have couple sex, which will not be boring, because hey, have you seen us together in action? Hot stuff. He moves to drag Derek in the direction of the bedroom, but stops when he physically cannot get him to move.
You didn't know we were dating? Derek asks, frowning.
Styles comes back around to face him.
Well, I mean, I just... No?
He finishes lamely.
Is that a question?
And oh shit, Derek is looking irritated now. Styles runs his hand up his arms, rubbing them up and down as he answers.
I should have known, yeah. It was dumb of me not to see it.
Derek huffs. We have keys to each other's places.
Yes, I know. We have stuff at each other's places.
I know, Derek, I know. We go out together, we sleep together, we know each other's habits. Why didn't you think we were dating? Derek finishes loudly.
I don't know!
I don't know. The first time was just really casual and things just happened from there and it was nice. But I didn't realize. I'm so stupid, I know, but I thought that maybe you didn't want that. That for some reason that's not what you wanted from me. So I just ignored everything that may have been a huge flashing arrow that pointed to relationship. But I want that, I do. What we have now, what we've been doing, which I have been so helpfully informed is something called dating, is what I want. I just didn't know that's what it was.
Do you think you could get me to do anything I wouldn't want to do?
Derek stares at him for a second while Styles searches his face for something. Anything. Slowly, Derek moves his arms back around Styles' waist.
You're my boyfriend, he says slowly.
Yes, Styles replies, gripping on Derek's arms.
We're dating.
Yes, Styles says, grinning. Derek pulls him closer into a hug, and Styles holds on tight, letting out a sigh of relief. We can spend Christmas with my dad. I'll introduce him to my handsome boyfriend, Styles croons in his ear.
Yeah, Derek says, holding him tighter.
I'm looking forward to it, Styles replies before kissing him enthusiastically. Now, how about an apologetic/celebratory blowjob? I've heard my boyfriend loves them, he says with a grin, sinking down to his knees.
The end.
If you love this story as much as I loved recording it, please leave messages and reviews and any thoughts or comments to the author. You can find a link to the original fic in the notes section of this podfic. Alright, guys. Bye!